This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So a few seconds of silence, and then we'll be all good. Okay, that'll do it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Elizabeth, great having you on. Again, this episode comes out on the 16th.
She's just waving.
Okay. Bye, Casey. Sorry. He comes back, right?
No, he's dead.
He's dead.
That was a pre-recording from 2017. Anybody have an intro bit? I have one.
Okay, go
oh,
ahead.
Please.
I have one, and when I there'll be a part where you can. What do I want to say?
Hey, Adel, don't worry about it.
You don't. No, I
do not even
JPC,
worry about it.
JPC, he has to say, "Don't fuck up my bit." He's asking us to not fuck up his bit.
There will be a part where it's almost like a rhetorical question, almost immediately, and I want you both to say no to it.
Okay,
gotcha. You didn't have to tell me because I wouldn't have anyway, but.
JPC, Aaron
no.
Keefe, you Riddlers.
No.
What?
No.
Come on, man.
Wait a second. Hold on. Wait, I can't be the asshole here. Before we started recording, you said, go with this and say no almost immediately. Did you not?
I'm going to ask a rhetorical. We're going to restart this.
Hold on. Oh, okay.
Adel, I'm sitting up super straight in my desk and I'm listening so good.
Battle, by the way, we're not restarting this.
Gold star, A+.
We are not restarting this. I don't know what. I'm not a fucking college graduate. I don't know what this $8 word rhetorical means, but I did exactly as I was told to do.
So you think a rhetorical question is when somebody says,
"Ooh, there he goes again. There he goes again with his $14 college word."
JPC's acting like a 24-year-old boy who just realized that sometimes improv is not just about yes and. It can be no but.
It can be. It can. First of all, I did nothing wrong. I refuse to acknowledge that.
Hi,
I did
Riddlers.
Wrong.
What were you about to say, Adel? Hi, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, JPC, Aaron Keefe, Riddlers.
Okay.
This mission, should you choose to accept it? And then I was hoping you would both say, "We don't." And then I would be like, "Oh, well, do you want to hear the mission?" And you both go, "Nope, we're good." Something like that.
How is that effectively different from what I did?
Let's try it.
Both ideas, we don't hear the mission.
Sort of like a Charlie's Angels, but like you're both not into
it. We got it. Let's start over. We got it.
Okay.
That's how I describe this podcast.
Okay.
JPC.
Aaron I'm blonde.
Keith. Huh?
I'm blonde.
James Blonde?
I got it. I know my
you
line.
You know, once when I was first going through improv, this is my level one class of improv. There was a 16-year-old that I think you were supposed to be 18 in class, but they allowed this kid.
But 16 of the streets?
16 of the streets. They allowed the 16-year-old guy to take classes, and he vied for power in every single scene to where literally week two, he literally played metal god with a gun. He's like, "I'm God, I'm made of metal," and then he pulled out a handgun.
Okay, he sounds like he's awesome and good at improv.
Hey, be my hero, baby.
And the class was crying laughing, but not for the reasons he thought.
That's so funny because every like under like 18 or around that age person I ever had in classes was like meek and shy. And they were like, they always like held back. So it's so funny to be 16 and be like, in a class where we'll have like 22-year-olds and 24-year-olds to be like, "Nope, I'm going for it."
Yeah, and this is, I mean, the class was, like, A.D. Bryant was in our class. It was stacked with talent. And this guy had the confidence of a god made of metal holding a gun.
That's incredible.
What is his job now?
I don't know.
I truly don't want to blow up anyone's spot, but I did a class where I think that this person was still in high school, but they were 18.
Dead garbage man? Sorry, no. JVC, go ahead.
They were still in high school, but they were 18. They were taking a level one or maybe it was like a level two class, but they were in class and they were sitting in the front row, and in the back row before class were starting, there were two women in class who were in their early 20s, but one of them was sharing like a hookup story like with the other woman and just like telling her about how she had sex with someone like the other night. And this guy was sitting right in front, great for her. This guy was sitting right in front of them and his face was like beet red, but they couldn't see him. But he was like very reserved, very like very high school, very sheltered, just listening to this like kind of raunchy story. And I was laughing so hard inside, but I was like, I think I got to start class like 7 minutes early just to like save this guy from hearing the rest of this story.
That's amazing.
Let's do some pre-warm warm-up.
That's Adam Fine. That's JPC. And I'm Aaron Keefe. And welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. There you go. See? You knew your line. We have a guest today and I don't want to wait anymore. I cannot wait. She is one of my best friends in the whole world. One of the funniest people that's ever walked the planet, and I think most people would agree. Her name's Elizabeth Andrews. Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you for being here.
Hey, guys. It's really nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on, Elizabeth.
We are ecstatic to have you here. Elizabeth, let me ask you. Yeah. When Erin introduced you as one of her best friends and then said that you're one of the funniest people, did that kind of undercut it? Because in my opinion, if it's like, hey, this is Adam Rafai, I love the guy to death, he's also very funny, it's like, yeah, you know the guy, of course. Like, that's your boy. Like,
yeah. She's being kind of territorial a little bit.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Yeah, I guess.
Here's how I would do it.
I'm sorry. She's my best friend, but I'm not her best friend. I have to say that. I'm not her best friend. She's my best friend. Okay, sorry.
I'm going to try it. Hey, everybody. This is Elizabeth Andrews. I don't know her from Eve. I never fucking met this person. One of the funniest people in the 5 minutes, one of the funniest people I ever met. I don't fucking know him.
Yeah,
but
man.
She's funny.
Yeah, that
hopefully I can deliver too. You're really like hyping me up hot. And it's like, here I come. Hello, listeners.
I remember in a hangout context, I once introduced someone to someone else and I said, this is blank, blank, this is one of my best friends. And my friend goes, you still say best friends?
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, I guess I should stop using that term after the age of 16.
I would have burst into tears.
I say one of my best friends. So it really gives people the illusion that I got lots going on.
One of a bevy of besties.
Adel, first of all, I think that you can still say best friends. I think that that person was completely
wrong.
You
were the guy who did it.
Yeah, well, in the moment, it made more sense for me to kind of cut everybody else down, try to elevate myself. You understand being the king of a social situation, right? Oh, shit, I think it's my business to you guys.
You have to climb on top of your friends to get to the top of the social pile. Don't you understand?
Here's what happens. Adel introduces me to a friend. I turn around, shoot Adel in the head and say, I'm the king of friends now.
I'm the king of friends.
A spot just opened up for my new friend who wants to take it.
I love the movie Captain Phillips.
So, yeah, exactly, Elizabeth.
Yeah. What, oh, yeah.
What is your relationship with riddles and puzzles? Did you like sort of lateral thinking problems growing up?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask me this. And I got to say...
breaks the reality.
I knew you were going to ask me. So I have my papers. No, I was like, what would I say if they asked me this? And this is what I would say is, I think riddles, my relationship with them, they piss me off. They're like magic. There's a level of dupery that I do not appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't know if I've ever heard the term level of dupery, but I'm now absolutely going to use it in everyday life.
Every day.
That's wild, Adel, because you and I saw you, me, and dupery together.
It was really sad when the dog dupery dies.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I forgot about dupery dog going down.
Dupery dog died at the end of the movie.
What was I going to say? Elizabeth, I know what you mean. Magic makes me mad too, and riddles. But for your 28th birthday party, we went to a magic show.
I needed to stare it straight on. I needed I'm not going to be afraid of it. I'm not.
Sure.
And you makes saw sense. Me there. The man came by and did close-up magic, and I told him what I thought.
Yeah. Elizabeth, I admire, I agree with you 100% on facing your fears. That's why I, at 22, fucked a clown.
While they were in clown-ery?
Uh-huh. At the circus, in front of all three rings.
That's so weird that you were afraid of that, Adel, because every woman that you've ever been with also fucked a clown.
He's the king of friendship. He's the king of friendship.
Wait, wait, what? Wait, what's going on? Was
yeah,
I
what
burnt?
Were you actually scared of?
I blacked out for a minute. What happened?
Wait, can I ask, Elizabeth, you said that you told that close-up magician what was what? What did you say to this person? Did you just be like, hey, your art form's bullshit, it doesn't impress me? Like, what did you do?
He finished with a close-up magic trick, and I said, I hate you.
Yeah, she really did do that.
But I said it in a way I hope that was like,
I mean, we
I
all
loved
laughed
and hate you. Sure. Because they won't, they'll never tell you how they did it, no matter how much you ask. And here's my relationship with riddles is my uncle, every summer when I saw him, he'd have a riddle and he would ask, give me and my sisters a riddle. And then I would never be able to figure it out. And I would always ask him, tell us the answer. And he'd be like, no. That's just ruins
that
the magic
sucks.
Of a riddle.
He was a grown-up.
Just, yeah. Just causing true, like, making my mind, it makes me so mad. It makes my blood boil.
I feel like everything anyone hates starts with a family instance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that tone. No.
No.
You have to figure it out yourself.
My Uncle Mike, everyone has one. And every summer I'd see him. We would pack up the car, drive 12 hours down to California from Washington State. And we'd go, Uncle Mike, what's the riddle this year? And then he would tell us. And
one per year.
Yeah. Well, we only saw him once a year.
For good reason, because he kept doing this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of
and
course.
No, he was not a troll under a bridge.
Elizabeth, I worked for a magician very briefly in doing magic shows, and so I got to, excuse me.
Getting emotional?
Yeah, I got choked up.
You cried?
So I got to learn how a lot of the tricks were done, and now I do a riddle podcast, so I get to also learn how a lot of the riddles are written, and I got to say, on both accounts, not that impressive to know. Not as cool knowing how any of it works as you would think. So don't worry about it. You're really not missing out on much.
But don't you feel good and mighty knowing the answer?
No.
I feel
but
nothing.
I kind of walk around
numb.
With the feeling you're describing most days anyway. So it's like I can't get it twice.
Ugh. Yeah.
I like to. Anytime someone does close-up magic for me, I do one of two things. Either I like to be super impressed and like gasp and applaud way before I'm supposed to, like as I'm setting up the trick.
Yeah.
And they always get very annoyed with me, which is totally fair, but I think it's very funny.
Good bet.
Or the other thing I will do is once they're done, I'll just look them dead in the eyes, try and not give away any expression, and then just go, devil's work, and walk away.
You guys, this just occurred to me. Are we the bullies? Are we the bad guys?
Are we the bullies?
No.
Casey answered that too fast.
Our symbol is a skull and crossbones. Are we the bullies?
Oh, my God.
I
Casey's
definitely
back.
Am. But when I see close-up magic, I'm always like, oh, that was great. Great. Good job. Congratulations.
I don't believe that for a fucking second.
I went to the Magic Castle. I saw one of the best close-up magicians I've ever seen in my life. And
oh
I was
my
with
God, they let you in there?
A friend of a friend who was a magician who was the one who got us in. And I told him, I was like, man, that was so impressive. And my friend, a magician, goes, I have no idea how he does it. And I was like, you're a magician. Like, you. He's like, I know how he does most of it, but that finishing trick that he does.
That's what I'm telling you.
No idea. And I'm like, that's impressive.
That's
to
really
me, it's
cool.
Like, that is a refined craft. Like, that is a. Yeah, I only have known like one magician as a friend of mine, but the amount of practice that he put into doing magic was insane to me.
Yeah,
hours spent is insane.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I used to do, when I was like between the ages of maybe 10 and 14, I did a lot of magic. Like I practiced a lot of magic and would like love to learn tricks and like buy stuff. And I will say the coolest trick I had was with a deck of cards. And the secret to it all was there's one card that was magnetized.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I never knew that.
Nobody could figure out how the trick I would show them was done. And because no one thinks that you could, like, no one thinks, like, oh, clearly there's a very thin magnet in that one playing card. So.
Well, I mean, I won't give away any magic tricks, but a lot of the times it's also like the person who's designing the illusion that really like spatially what our eyes see versus what space actually exists. It's all like it is like angles and stuff like that. So
it's dupery.
I used to do shows and like human beings that I know would like slide into the tiniest little what looked like DMs? The tiniest spaces. But then when I would look at the spaces, I'd be like, oh, like you can actually just you can put your whole body in there and it's not that uncomfortable. It is weird. It is weird how much of a like mathematics trick it is to like fit people into an area and then make that area look small.
What about the ones? These are the ones that really get me going. Are the ones where they're like, "Oh, give me your wedding ring," and they tie it to a balloon, and then it flies away, and then they're like, "But look right around your ear," and then they're like, "Is this your wedding ring?" And they're like, "Yeah," and I'm like, "How?" Or when they're like, "What am I thinking?" And then they're able to know. I'm like, that's freaks the freaky jeeky.
I don't like
it
when they float.
Aaron, you're thinking of it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're thinking of a wizard.
I do want to see a scene. I'd like to see a scene. Elizabeth, if you don't mind, you are going to be a audience volunteer at it's not a magician. What is it called? Not a fortune teller. What's it called when
hypnotist.
They like read? Not hypnotist. A
mentalist
what's that term.
What, describe
mentalist.
It.
When someone like is
oh, mentalist.
Like, turn to a page in the book, and I'm going to tell you what letter you turn to, or something. Is that mentalist?
It may be, but it's also
there's
a few magicians
term.
Do that as well.
Yeah. So you're a magician who specializes in like reading people's minds.
Who is
you are?
Oh,
it's not me.
Okay,
guess you flunked that test. So JPC, you're trying to read Elizabeth's mind, but this is your first day as a mentalist, and you're really struggling and hoping that she would cut you some slack.
Thank you so much, thank you. Give her a round of applause, huh? Give her a round of applause. Okay, and ma'am, we have never met, is that correct?
That's true.
And your name is, and we've never met, I'm going to say Marjorie.
It's Carper, actually.
Okay, you didn't let me finish. I'm going to say Marjorie, my assistant. I think her name is Carper. Usually that gets a big pop from the audience. Of course, how could I know your name? How could I mean, it would be insane if I...
Yeah, how could you know my name? If you did, I would be frightened.
Again, Carper, is it?
Carper.
Carper.
Yes.
My name is the Magnificent Max, and we are going to do a little bit of mind magic today. Have you ever done mind magic before?
No, I haven't, but I'm excited. That's why I sat in the front row.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you look nice up front.
Thank you so much. That is a compliment that I don't hear all the time.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm not going to lie. I would love to hear it more at home. I don't hear it a lot, and it took me off guard. It doesn't matter. Carper, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start out very easy, very, very gentle. I'm going to ease you into it. I'm going to ask you to think of a state. One of the 50 states in the United States of America. I'm going to ask
Alabama.
Okay. That's off the table now. Now we have 49 left. Do not tell me what state it is that you're thinking about. I am going to guess it by just asking you routine questions that have nothing to do with the state that you're thinking of. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, I guess.
Are you thinking of a state?
Texas, I am.
No. Okay, so those two are now off the board. It will not be Texas or Alabama. Again, I'll ask you questions. Just never tell me the state. That's
okay,
all you have to do
well,
is never.
Well, then stop asking me if I do have it.
Great. I will stop asking you if you do have it. What color car do you drive?
Blue.
Blue. Okay. California.
Blue, Colorado.
Okay. I'm sorry. You know what? Very good. Obviously, these are warm-ups. I'm going to get into something a little more in-depth. I'm channeling this aura from you. I'm going to try to commune at this point. I'm going to try to commune with a deceased relative. Do you have a relative that has passed away in somewhere in the last year to 10 years? Somewhere in that, you do?
I have to say I do.
Don't tell me their name. Please, whatever you do, don't tell me their name.
He's a son of a bitch, though. He's a son of a bitch.
Okay, knowing the gender, that it like eliminates so many names. So
I'm
please.
Glad he's dead, that stupid
See.
Son of a bitch.
See? Outstanding.
Elizabeth.
What, Aaron?
So you and I were on a Herald team called Comet in Chicago that could not be cut. regardless of how good or bad at the Herald we were, we lasted like 5 years, which is insane. But what would you say is, this is leading to something. What would you say?
I mean, Adel and I's teams lasted longer, so I don't.
Did they?
It's insane that a team lasts that long. Yeah, absolutely.
Devil's Daughter and Revolver were around for a while?
Devil's Daughter just hit 9 years.
Never saw it.
Like, yeah, I think Revolver's at like 17.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
That's crazy. We're the only 5-year team to make it.
What a fucking brag.
It's less about, I know other teams make it, like Big Spoon, that's the name of a Herald team that lasted like 7 years. They're great.
I love
Big Spoon. They're good at improv.
Sure.
Comet was this place.
Are you shit talking your own
team? No, it's amazing. I'm leading her to something.
Sean was on that team too, right?
No, he was not.
No, he wasn't.
Elizabeth, what would you say was the vibe of our shows and the vibe of the people on the team?
Chaotic, horny, fast-paced nonsense.
And with that in mind,
I was not on the team, correct? This was not a team.
JPC is a word that comes to mind.
Chaotic, horny, fast-paced nonsense is JPC's AOL screen name.
Yeah.
Very long. It doesn't really fit.
We were like constantly trying to kiss each other in scenes, like, and oh man, one of my favorite moments in improv though was I was trying to surprise Aaron in a scene where I just like came through the door and was like, mailman, and it had nothing to do with what was going on, which is the best way to come in.
Sure. Yeah.
She swung open the door and went, mail's here, in the middle of a two-person scene that had nothing to do with that.
And then Aaron, without skipping a beat, turned and kissed me on the lips, and I was flabbergasted. I was shooketh to the core. She got me. I thought I got her, and then she got me 10 times.
You can never get me. I'm so fast.
No, that's not true. I get you all the time.
Now, Elizabeth, we do have to say that there are a lot of people who listen to this show, try to learn improv from the things that we do. I got to say, don't do that.
No.
If you are a listener, don't do
that. Don't be a mailman. Don't do that. That's what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be a mailman. One of the most detestable professions
in all of mail.
That came
from 4 years of trust in knowing each other. I would never. But then the rest of the team, the rest of the time, was like, if I swing the door open and say something about mail, Aaron might give me a kiss. Yeah. So the rest of the show is a complete puddle of nonsense. But don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah. I forget that you guys have listeners.
Wow, what a backhanded compliment.
Okay. But Elizabeth,
honestly, that's something that we should keep in mind way more than we do.
I forgot that words matter.
Well, Elizabeth, to stay on theme with that, I tried to find some fast-paced, horny riddles, knowing that you would enjoy them. So let's get into some riddles.
Oh, wow.
God, it did not even occur to me that we hadn't started doing riddles yet.
Hi. Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning. Wake up, sleepyhead.
Time for some riddles.
Wake up,
school's
the sun.
Canceled.
Oh, yes.
School's canceled because we got 20 inches of riddles.
Yes.
So these are from JR, him, and they are some real fun, horny riddles. These are called don't put your dick in it riddles. So that's fun.
Okay.
So is this based on was that Patreon or main feed where we had the fuck pudding, put your limp dick in it?
Was that
a live show.
That was a live show?
Oh my God.
I know we at least talked about it on a live show. No, a live show, somebody brought us fuck pudding. Okay, so it must have been on
the
show that it happened.
We had a fake commercial that was fuck pudding, put your limp dick in it. So I assume that that's what this is based off.
That was us, huh? We did that?
We forgot we had listeners.
Oh, God.
We got to start writing this stuff down.
Here,
you guys need to keep remembering.
I won't.
I just took a note. Have listeners.
good.
She stands tall and sleek. She's Aaron. Cool and feels so smooth. Thank you.
Aaron is a seal.
But don't put your dick in her. You'll spoil all your food.
What the
ew.
Fuck? I don't understand this riddle.
Elizabeth, don't say ew.
is it a bottle of Mrs. Butterworth syrup? Because I got to say, you can put your dick in that.
Easy.
There's nothing inherently wrong with putting your dick in it, as long as it's just you eating it.
And I will say, if you can fit your dick in it, probably don't tell other people because You've given all the sighs away.
Yeah, I didn't mean to lift up this rock of knowing these things about you guys. I actually would rather let that stone go unturned. So enough out of you two for a while, I think.
Okay, sure.
Well, I was going to say if I had a dick, I would be putting it in any which way.
All right, so I guess nothing from the three of you.
Is this what you want to do?
For a little while, I think.
Aaron, let me ask you a question about this riddle. Yep. Is this one of these riddles that sounds super dirty and it's like, don't put your dick in it, but the answer is something like very innocuous?
Exactly.
Is the answer a foodstuff?
Kind of close. She stands tall and sleek. She's cool and feels so smooth. But don't put your dick in her or you'll spoil all your food.
Here's what is the don't put your
all
dick
your
in her.
Milk.
What is that an actual part of it or that's just like a funny little tagline?
It's just like a oop-a-doop.
I think that's the running theme for these riddles. We've only heard one of them. But
I'm saying like, but it's not like, don't put your dick in it doesn't mean like, that means the answer is going to be not someone named Richard. It's not, that part has nothing to do with the actual sussing.
Yeah, but I also wouldn't put my dick inside this thing.
Okay. Got it.
So it's
going to
be something sharp. Is it like a garbage disposal?
I wouldn't say sharp.
But the garbage disposal has nothing to do with the other parts, which are the information.
I say she's cold. Say she's cool.
She's cold.
But it'll spoil the food.
She stands tall and sleek. She's
all
cool and feels so smooth. But don't put your dick in her or you'll spoil all your food.
The refrigerator.
Yeah.
Hey, we both said it at the same time.
Okay. By the way, I do know people that definitely put their dick in the refrigerator.
Why?
Cool it down.
I think, by the way, this is like, you know, when you're a young boy, kind of just discovering your dick, you'll try a lot of stuff with your dick. And I know some people found the pressure of pushing a refrigerator door against their dick to be something that they enjoyed.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you could just
say this person's name.
No, I'm telling you.
There's only one person who thinks that.
Is it your brother? Are you trying to protect him?
I don't even know
if you have a brother.
I would never protect either one of my brothers. I would throw them to the wolves if I caught them doing some weird dick
stuff. I got
to
say, at my grade school or high school, if I sat at the lunch table and said, like, you ever slam your dick in their fridge door and it feels so good? I would have had my ass beaten.
Yeah, well, we all didn't go to fucking grade school in the 1910s, okay? Some of us were free to sexually express ourselves.
When people are
cool, we get it. You didn't push a hoop with a stick.
I know a
recess.
Common thing is the edge of a couch.
Oh yep. Yeah,
edge of a couch.
People born with vaginas when they're like 12 or 13, they're like, edge of a couch is my
love
boyfriend.
The edge of couch.
Love edge of a couch. Tom Cruise.
Couple of pillows.
What's her name? The British actress. She's
Wait,
so good.
Is this why people would walk into my seventh grade classroom and go, edge of a couch, and everyone would go crazy,
yep,
and
yes.
I would just be like, what's going on?
Yeah. I'm on the edge of couches.
Okay, next one.
Yes.
He's warm and inviting. He brings joy to your day, but don't put your dick in him. He'll burn your skin away. Elizabeth, don't
Santa.
Laugh.
Santa.
Elizabeth, it's not funny.
Warm and inviting. Is this
These
the sun?
Are amazing.
Is this the microwave?
No.
It's not the sun.
It's not the sun.
I guess you couldn't put your dick in the sun.
A raging fire.
No.
Can we hear it again, please?
He's warm and inviting. He brings joy to your day, but don't put your dick in him. He'll burn your skin away.
Is it a candle?
I'd say this is a part of someone's day that maybe they look forward to a lot.
The afternoon?
The other
day? Is it your birthday?
Sleep time?
No.
Coffee.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it a hot bath? Oh.
Are you serious?
Elizabeth, you got it. It's a cup of coffee.
Oh, man. I really didn't think I was going to be able to answer any of these. I was like, they're going to answer them, and I'm going to laugh, and then I'm going to I have no idea.
That one makes so much more sense to me, though. Do not put your dick in a hot cup of coffee. That sounds awful.
I would like to see a scene. Elizabeth, you're a mom at the end of her rope, and JPC and Adel, you are her twin teenage sons. And Elizabeth, you've decided that enough is enough, and they need to stop putting their dick in things around the house.
Hello, Mommy.
Charles?
No, I'm not Charles.
Ben Susan?
Yes?
Sit down. Where's your brother, Charles? I need to talk to him right now.
He's behind me, but we're evenly heighted, so you can't see him behind me.
Can you hear me, Charles? Mother? Okay, sorry.
No, sit down. Side by side. Side by side, not behind.
Yes, Mother.
Fine, Mother. We'll stand abreast.
I want to see four eyes staring right at these two, all right?
Then let me take off my glasses, Mommy.
Yeah, take them off.
And let me put my dick as I fold them inside the glasses.
No. Okay, this is the meeting we're having right now, is that we need to stop. We, as of right now, the rule of the house is
keep the peony down and locked away.
Hey, mommy, if the rules rhymed, I think we would follow them more to the letter.
No, the peony, your weenie should never be sheeny. It should never sheeny the shun.
Should never
your
be
peony
sheeny.
Should never she the shun, okay?
So stop putting lotion on our peony?
Well, no, that's important to moisturize. That's your mom. That's your mommy's number one rule.
Yes,
sorry?
To keep it youthful forever.
Yes, mommy says dry penises are the worst penises.
Have you been reading my diary?
Yes, I put my dick in it.
God damn it! This is what I thought.
And locked it.
Can I have one thing in this freaking house where you're
mommy,
a little
mommy,
what?
We don't want to put our dicks in things.
No.
We don't want to.
Not at all.
We have to fight against our nature, Mother.
Yes.
How are we ever to fight against our nature?
It's our nature.
You know what? If I can pay the bills on time and have you guys have cereal for your guys' mouth holes, then maybe you guys can get. You can restrain from letting the beasts out every once in a while.
Speaking of, we don't want to eat the cereal that you provided. We've put our dicks in it.
Yes.
The Cookie Crisp, the Fruit Loops, the Oat Clusters, the Grape Nuts.
And you also talked about working hard, and frankly, we don't want to touch your checking account because we've put our dicks in it.
And in the pneumatic tube.
Mother,
please.
Can I have the living room?
Oh my God.
Couch and I have a date in 10 minutes.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot about your daughter, Isabella. Who?
Yes, this is my daughter.
Your
my
daughter?
No. No, this is Charles's daughter. This is Isabella.
How old are you guys? Fucking in.
I'm
get out of
41.
Here. Get out of the scene. Get out of here. Get out of the scene.
I'm
everybody
as well.
Out.
What?
Everybody out of the scene.
What? I need a breath.
Mom needs a cigarette.
I'm just smoking
all right,
alone
that's
in
five
the scene.
On the scene.
God fucking
Aaron,
fucking
how are you doing?
Scene.
You ready to go back into the scene? You okay?
I need a fluffer.
Okay,
where's
let's
the fluffer?
Get this pillow nice and soft for you. There you can lay down, Elizabeth. Aaron, how are you doing? Did we call scene or are we still going?
No, I'm give me a second. I'm still in the scene. I'm taking a break.
Okay.
I'm still in the scene. I'm being fluffed.
I left the scene. I thought the scene was over. I'll be honest. I left. I just
okay,
left.
Then I'll stop doing this bit. Scene.
Huh. All right, now I feel comfortable enough to come out. I'm coming out of the scene. All right. Her flesh is soft and pink. She gets wet when you squeeze her tight. But don't
okay,
put your dick
go.
In her. You'll be stinging all night.
Grapefruit. Bees.
Yep. Adel, that was too fast of an answer. And I would love for you to tell me what happened.
Wait, what was the answer?
Grapefruit.
Oh, I yelled
clearly
bees.
Some sort of citrus.
Bees would be bad. Bees is
bad
the worst.
Bees.
Bad bees, bad bees.
His scent is intoxicating.
Do?
He fills your house with joy. Scent of a woman. Ooh, his scent is intoxicating. He fills your house.
Candle.
You got it.
Wow. Elizabeth just had to hear his scent is intoxicating, and it was like, candle.
I was
convulsing, too, if you didn't see. Candle. Boom. Great. Let's keep going.
She's exciting, but sometimes aggressive. She reacts to your slightest caress. Just don't put your dick in her. It'll be a horrifying mess.
Tempur-Pedic mattress?
I don't think that would be a mess. I think that would be
no.
Okay.
I think it's fine if you have a Tempur-Pedic mattress and you put your dick in it. That's okay.
That's what mattresses are for.
Yeah, I mean, it's your mattress. You bought it, so go to town.
I'm thinking a razor.
You're on definitely the right track there.
Hmm. Oh, God. Like a scooter?
Yeah.
Like a Sprint phone? Motorola? Aaron, can we hear the clues again?
Yes. She's exciting, but sometimes aggressive. She reacts to your slightest caress. Just don't put your dick in her. It'll be a horrifying mess.
Is it Alexa?
Oh. No.
Something that reacts to your every caress. Is that right?
Yeah. I would say it's I would call it trigger happy.
Is it Caress Catan? Mango?
Damn it.
It's not like a gun, is it? Or like a taser?
No, it's not a gun or a taser. It is something that is like...
Salad spinner?
You touch it and something happens.
You touch it?
Like a blender?
No.
Oh, blender's good.
It's meant to...
Touch it and something happens.
It's
like a massage gun?
No, it's meant to like... Yeah,
huh?
if you have it in your house, then you got a problem in your house. This is not in a house that's without like some an issue.
A vibrator.
No. I'm sorry. It's the opposite of that. If you got a vibrator in your house, everything's going easy peasy.
Oh, a fleshlight.
No.
I honestly...
Hold on. Your fleshlight has a trigger?
I bought a fleshlight for my vibrator because I was like...
Are they in love?
Yeah, they probably get lonely.
I was like, hey, if you two want to hang out without us, it's totally fine. Like, you can do
it's
your
like
own thing.
It's like Toy Story when you leave the house, all your sex toys come alive and they like dance
if all you have, if all you have in your house is a bunch of vibrators, like, come on, give them some fleshlights to hang out with. And hey, maybe they'll pair off. Maybe they won't. We don't know.
And just like Toy
give
Story,
the option.
Just like Toy Story, the creepy neighbor kid has real fucked up Frankenstein versions.
So if you have this in your house and you're like a homeowner, you're like, oh God, I cannot believe it's come to this.
Oh, rat
like
trap.
A, yep. Like a wet fact? What was
big
it?
Old, it's a mouse trap. Poo everywhere?
It's a, yeah. Wait, what? It's a mouse trap.
Whoa.
I'd like to see a scene.
Response to your every caress?
Yeah.
I guess I need new mouse traps.
Adeline JPC, you are two mice and you come upon a mouse trap. And Adel, you're like, the cheese is right there. Let's definitely have some. And JPC, you're a little bit weary.
Okay.
So I was saying to Deborah, I said, listen, the hole in the wall that you live is just too small for me. So I moved out. And then she started seeing someone else.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest, Randy. She's 100% in the right.
Yeah.
I mean, you walked away from a great thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I miss her. I want her back. Oh, speaking of right.
Ew.
Look over there to the right. There's a big chunk of cheese.
What do we have here? You know what? This is a trap.
What do you mean?
But it's one of those non-lethal ones. I've seen this. This is a non-lethal.
I don't know this term. Non-lethal?
Yeah, so basically what happens is you go for the cheese, obviously. We want
okay,
the cheese.
Here I go.
No, no, well, I'm saying you go for the cheese, obviously. And then it like...
Okay,
it's like,
here I go.
No, I'm saying it's like glue or something. They basically, you get stuck. They wait to come and get you. Then they like let you go outside. You get outside, you get right back into the house. Very easy. We just use the hole we made. So, yeah, have at it. Go get the cheese. It's not lethal.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like...
Mouse caught.
Help me. Help me.
Oh, shit.
Kyle. Help
that
me.
That thing demolished your legs.
I can't feel my lower half.
Yeah,
Kyle.
It's bad.
We'll explode mouse in 20 seconds.
It's an extra lethal one.
Explode mouse.
Yeah. Jesus, this is some Obama shit. You're
get
fucked,
me the fuck
man.
Out of here.
I can't, man. I can't. This is a weird time. I'm with her.
You're the guy Deborah's seeing?
I'm the mouse she's seeing, yeah. I guess this is the best time to say, I'm a dude. I'm a human dude, man.
What?
Yeah, dude.
And you shrunk yourself down and put yourself in some sort of mouse costume?
I didn't shrink myself down. My dad's a fucking scientist. Anyway, he's trying to like prove a point. He does this almost every year on my birthday. I'm supposed to learn a lesson. I don't know
is
what your lesson
is. Is your dad Rick Moranis? Because this has happened to me before.
Look, man, I'm not going to get you an autograph if that's what you're asking
please.
For. No, dude, he's a private guy. He doesn't really do
well,
that
he's like
stuff
a hermit
anymore.
Now. He just writes parody country songs.
He's not a hermit. He's just a private guy.
No, he's a hermit.
Dude, fuck you. Your dad's
he
got a hermit.
And said, fuck you. You know
fuck
what?
You.
Fuck you and fuck Deborah.
Kabloom!
His little mouse brain explodes.
Just the brain? That is good technology.
Huh. Doesn't really look like... I wonder what happened. I just heard a little pop. He looks the same. God.
Oh, my God.
My dad is Rick Moranis.
Pretty cool.
Thank you. I was staying in it until I heard scene. I learned my lesson from last time.
I feel like the last two scenes, I'm like, I don't think anyone's saying scene, so I'm like, I'm staying in it.
You guys, oop, I've just broke everything.
Is that a mouse that just died, Aaron?
No. Yep. Well, everybody, let's go stretch, relax, have a cup of coffee, put our dick in the coffee, and we'll be back.
Ow, 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 ow. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And welcome back from the break. We're still here with the great Elizabeth Andrews, and we have one more of the riddles submitted by JR. You guys ready?
Absolutely.
He helps his community greatly, although he is rather short in measure. Please don't put your dick in him. You can't handle the pressure.
Hose.
Kinda.
Wow, yeah. Okay. A fire hydrant.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
Nice.
I thought of that all by myself. I didn't even need to hear hose first.
I didn't need to hear hose, and I didn't hear kinda. I thought of that all by myself.
I didn't even need to hear the riddle. I knew it.
Yeah. I'd like to see a scene. The three of you are firefighters, and the fire alarm's going off, and you're sort of dragging your feet. Like, this has been a long week, and you don't really want to do the whole rigmarole of all the stuff firefighters have to do.
Again.
Oh, man. Everyone take their dicks out of it. Out of the
what?
What?
Takes your dicks out of the penis?
I was going to say peanut butter jars.
Oh.
Your dick isn't in a peanut butter jar right now, is it?
It is.
Yeah, everyone take out your dicks out of the peanut butter jar.
Okay.
Let me slice up some apples first so I
No, we don't have any time. The bell is ringing. The horns are going. We got to put on our costumes and go.
Listen, Carol, when fire starts, it's just a suggestion. It's just like, am I going to catch on, am I going to go flame up? Am I going to sort of like really start to roar? So we have a good, 5 to 10 minutes before things get really bad.
Really bad. Okay, well.
I mean, yeah, look, at the end of the day, buildings are going to burn down, okay? Yeah. It's like, we're not God. We're not stopping fire. And that's like some Prometheus shit. We wouldn't even want that, right? I mean, he got punished for what he did.
Well, to be fair, quick God check. Are you God?
No. Are you God?
No. Carol, are you God?
Ugh. Carol?
We said we'd always be honest with each other if any of us had sort of a dogma situation.
Well, it's like entrapment for police. If you ask a firefighter if they're God, they have to tell you.
Carol, are you God?
Carol, are you God?
I'm God, okay? I've been God this whole time.
We've never asked Carol.
Now that we have you here, and thank you for being honest, can you tell us?
Can you make careful, smaller?
Whatever is going to be your next question, do you want to know the answer to it?
Why do you start fires? Let me rephrase it. Sorry, shit, fuck. This isn't like a genie situation, is it?
That's it. That's all you get.
Fuck that.
That's all Kevin gets? He didn't even
That's
get
all
an answer.
Kevin gets and you.
I had two. I only
split?
Asked two questions. I said, "Why do you allow fires to start?" And then I asked, "Is this a genie situation?"
Oh,
yeah.
Kevin!
Kevin fucked this up for everybody in the room.
Well, can we at least get the answers?
No, because I don't like you guys.
Fuck.
Well, the whole fucking. I don't even care that I lost my wish, because obviously you're not gonna give me a wish.
You totally care because you're screaming. You're emotional. Look at you. You're crying. True. You're bleeding.
Well, you're a fucking joke. I mean, this sounds like a bumper sticker. God is a firefighter. That sounds like a bumper sticker.
Hey, everybody. Hi. I have a good news, bad news situation.
Oh.
What's up, Chief?
Bad news is the zoo is completely destroyed. The good news is nothing left to save. So stay comfortable. No stress.
Hey, honestly, to me, that's good news, right? Because, zoos are a little bit amoral, right? They keep these animals in containment and biomes that they don't deserve to be in.
Unfortunately, no human died. Only the animals. Oh. But you know what? Well, God's will, right?
I'm a Christian Scientist, so I do believe that those animals, although they do not get birthdays, Jehovah's Witness. I'm a Jehovah's Witness.
And I'm a Muslim orthodontist.
Yeah, and also be careful what you say when you say God's will. You know, you don't know who's in the room.
I mean, it's you,
God
Carol.
Could be in the room.
It's Carol. Hi, Carol.
Wait.
No. Oh, Chief, we didn't fill you in.
What?
Look, come over here.
What's up?
I have two questions for you. One, was it the fire ants exhibit?
It was. Good
guess.
Yeah,
they shouldn't have put them in the savannah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And two, Carol is God.
Not our Carol.
Well, yeah. Not my God.
Well, Carol.
Again, Jehovah's Witnesses.
They have a God, don't they? They have something.
They gotta.
Hold on, he's going through all the vowels.
O-A-O-I-E-U.
And sometimes?
Why, God?
Perfect. All right, we have one more sexy riddle.
Woo.
These are from Georgia. This one's from Georgia.
And may I say, I forget every time that you say, put your dick in it. Every time, and it makes me laugh.
Well, those are done, so I'm not going to tell you to put your dick in anything else. I promise.
Oh, they're all over. They're all done.
What
will
I do?
But you will like this. This one is tangential.
Sure.
This I think has been on the show before, but Elizabeth has never done it, so I'm going to read it anyway.
Okay.
I go in hard and come out soft. You blow me hard. What am I?
Okay, yes, we, JPC and I know the answer to this.
So you guys
Elizabeth,
go have a little sip of Gatorade, go sit on the bench, just relax.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? You got to say it again.
And if you want to hear the answer to this riddle outside of this podcast, check out the Patreon. Check out the Hey Riddle Station on the Patreon, because you can hear the answer to this riddle on that.
I'm signing up right now.
Oh, yeah. It worked.
I go
viral
hard
marketing,
and come out
baby.
Soft. You blow me hard. What am I?
I come out hard. And I come in soft?
No, I go in hard and come out soft.
I go in hard and I come out soft.
What's something that starts hard and then gets soft?
Ugh. Like...
I mean, I know the obvious
answer. Something that's solid and then you... Oh, boy. Everyone's going to hear the inside of my brain.
Oh, and don't hold back.
Okay.
Kabloom.
Kabloomy!
Is it possible that this is a poop?
I was thinking that, too.
Because if you eat just like hardtack,
I go in hard. So, JPC, I do want to carve out about 2 minutes for you to explain to the listeners and us mostly, how do you poop and what does it involve with going in?
I'm saying if you eat hardtack, this is rock hard stuff. You're still going to poop. It's not like it goes nowhere. It's not like it goes nowhere.
So you're saying hard food becomes poop. Okay.
Becomes
okay.
Poop. Yes, yes.
You're not pooping, freezing it, and then putting the poop back into your butthole.
I didn't say I'm not doing that. I just said the first thing. Just because I'm eating something hard and it's coming out soft doesn't mean I'm not doing the second step, which, obviously, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. Uh-huh. You do if you want to get into heaven, and they only let 44,000 of us in, I think.
Yes.
144,000. It's a really low number.
There's a Jehovah's Witness protection program. They only have a certain ceiling.
Do you want the answer?
Is it bread?
No. Do you want the answer, Elizabeth?
Oh, man. See, this is what I'm saying. Yeah, I do.
It's bubblegum.
Oh, I was way off with
that. I'm pissed.
She left. No.
I want to see a scene.
I'm fucking pissed.
I want to see a scene. Aaron and Elizabeth, you are two very close friends, and we'll say that this is, I don't know when it was invented. We'll say that this is like the 1800s, somewhere in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. You're two very close friends. Elizabeth, you have just invented bubblegum, and the very first piece that you, besides the piece you created for yourself, the very first piece you've ever given to someone is your friend Aaron. Aaron, you're trying bubblegum for the first time.
Eleanor, you're covered in mud, and I just saw you run all the way up the hill. What is it?
I have something to tell you, Eloise.
Is someone dead? What is the news?
There's not much time. They're after me. I've discovered something no one's going to believe me. They're not going to believe
you're
what I have.
You're standing very close, and you're starting to scare me. What is it?
Eloise, put this in your mouth.
What?
And tell me what you think. Trust me. Trust me.
Forgive me if I have some trust issues with you. Just last week, you told me to put a firework in my mouth, and that hurt something awful. The week before that, you put a very small animal in my mouth. I'm not even sure what it is.
That was for science. Come on, Eloise.
Eleanor,
you
do too much thinking and too much experimenting for a girl. Just sit and do your very light piano playing like the rest of us.
Eloise, I'm telling you, there's not much time. The Countess, she's coming for me. She's going to kill me. You need to take this. Hmm. You need to take this piece. It's called bubble gum.
My liege, my Countess, I believe I just heard a whisperings of the bubble gum over there in the forest.
Impossible, imp. Impossible. The bubble gum is safe inside my vault, and I will be the Countess for 1,000 years.
Countess, I don't know how to tell you, but I looked into your vault when you went around. It is gone!
Bubble gum, you say? Well, that is a very silly word for such a dignified woman. I'm trying to find a husband, you see. I'm going to be 18 by next week. I might as well
be. I slap her.
Ow! That was I.
All right. You're going to have to roll for it. Okay, that's an 18. Aaron, 6 damage.
Please, fine, I will try you. This is the final experiment, and then no more silly games for children anymore between the two of us. I don't trust you. You keep betraying my trust with all your experiments.
I'm sorry, Aaron. Take a look at your character sheet. Your character has 5 max hit points. That slap killed you.
I'm dead from the slap.
Oh, you're...
Well, you're not dead. Go ahead and do a saving roll and use your constitution.
Dying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're dying, so it's like 10 plus your constitution modifier.
It says, tell JPC and Adel to fuck off.
So that's a good one. That's good.
That's a success. So
all right, I'll put it in my mouth. A chew.
Bless
you don't have to chew it with me.
Bless you.
quiet there, imp. I can hear the chewing coming from that manor house up the hill.
I slap her.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how many damage points?
It doesn't matter, the Mama Countess, likes.
Yeah, the Countess is horny, so slap damage doesn't work on her. It makes her stronger. Yeah. It replenishes her health.
All right, time to swallow this thing you told me to eat.
No, wait. Did you?
Aaron, would you roll for throat?
Roll, and it's a 8 plus 2. Oh, it says fuck off. Oh, that's so weird.
Fair enough.
She's rolling crits all night.
A plus 2, huh?
Yeah, it's just 2 for years.
So your throat muscles work perfectly. The gum just slides down. You don't even feel it.
Why shouldn't I swallow this gum?
Oh, shucks.
There's a knock upon the door, that front door, the same one that you came through.
Naked! We're naked in here!
Our ankles are out! The shoulders, collarbones, oh, so many horrible
things! Even better, it's the Countess, and I love it when my constituents are naked.
Oh, no, it's the Countess!
You've done it again!
And me.
And her imp, yes.
And Daryl.
Boy!
Her imp. Hold on. Her imp.
I have a name.
I don't think so.
Is it Daryl?
No. Forget you heard that. You signed
Someone
your name away
me.
The day you know.
My name has been spoken. I'm free from the curse.
Daryl.
The imp turns into a full giant who's so handsome.
Oh, yeah. Go get me a cup of black coffee, a grapefruit, and a refrigerator door. I'm going to town on this giant.
I slap her.
Scene.
That was a Hayriddle Bubble Riddle gum. Scene. Welcome, Elizabeth. How did
Welcome,
it feel?
Elizabeth.
Hold on. Wait, I thought we were doing sitcom D&D.
Oh, what is this? Yeah, that was sitcom D&D. What did you think?
Ooh, just a little taste.
Damn, don't bother listening to the trailer. You got it right there. Sitcom D&D every Wednesday
Tuesday.
Day.
every
Tuesday day.
Every Tuesday on the HeadGum Network.
Every Tuesdays with Maury.
All right. Where are we? How are we doing in time?
We need 7 more minutes.
Great.
I don't know if we can do it.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to make it. So these are from Victoria, who is so kind in this email, and sent some riddles. So let's read some. This one is called Can Be Rough, because they know that you love riddles with titles. JPC.
Oh.
So it's called Can Be Rough. Mm-hmm. Is this another sexy one?
Nope. But
okay, so it's not about like light choking or maybe digging
penis.
Your fingernails.
I slap him.
Much, or, okay, ow!
I tried light choking. I burned my hand so bad on the light bulb.
Yeah. It's not as
you get
fun
LEDs.
As you think.
They don't get as hot.
A skin that hardens with a year, sound by a creature we hold dear, an order shouted loud and clear.
That one made me sad.
Skin that hardens within a year?
Elizabeth, I'm
Is
so
this like
sorry.
The top of a baby's That's head?
Sad. Oh, no. God, yes, the smell.
The is smell this, of a baby's brain.
Is this bark?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Good thinking.
Nice
okay.
one.
Gosh.
This one's called Why So Sensual. Encasing the ends of a rope, if we twist and we tug, we grope. It helps us cross and bridge two slopes.
A knot?
This is going to be kind of hard, I think, for you guys.
Okay,
rope,
so
rope okay.
Knot. Okay, so remember, Can Be Rough, or no? It, is
encasing
the, title changed?
The ends of a rope.
Wait, is it still under the umbrella of Can Be Rough, or is it
no?
Still
no,
this is
something
why
sensual.
So sensual.
Why so sensual? Okay.
Encasing Glue. The ends of a rope. If we twist and we tug, we grope. It helps us cross and bridge two slopes.
So the end of a rope is a jump rope is plastic handle.
Yeah, commonly plastic or metal. That's hint one. And you may touch this daily.
A handle? Maybe.
And it bridges two slopes? Is this like a, what are those
bridge?
Called?
Yep, you got it.
Were you like,
it's a bridge?
No. It's have, you struggling to find this word makes me think you're on the right track.
What's the, is it a kitchen utensil?
No.
The one that like, oh, I was thinking of the
a
one
mandolin?
That like flips burgers.
The
what's that?
Spatula?
The grabber claw. No, the grabber
the
claw with.
The
yeah,
we call it a pincer.
Tongs.
I call them tongs.
Yeah,
thongy tongs.
It's the end of like a shoelace. What's at the end of a shoelace? Do you know the word for this? You might not know it.
Yeah, it's something kind of dirty, right? What's the name of it? It's like a titty something.
Nope.
That's gonna be a dead stop.
Dead stop. Finally, not me.
What was it called? Titty booby titty breast.
Here, son. Let me help you tie your titty tie.
I know. I know the thing at the end of a shoelace has like a funny name to it.
It's an aglet.
An aglet, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of fun.
And why is that? Why might that be sensual?
I don't know.
That's a fun word.
Hey, Adel, I gotta say, if you have to ask, you're not reading my blog.
This one's called Above Everything. Working men and stylish youth both in this find use.
Carhartt.
Working men and stylish youth. Both in this find use.
Honestly, Carhartt's not a bad
Carhartt jackets.
Carhartt jackets and hats.
You're on the right track.
Because it's like
it's clothing.
It's for hipsters and it's also
steel
for like
steel toed boots.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. Shell toes.
What are the with the pockets?
Dickies.
A term of
dickies,
summary.
Little dickies.
A what?
A term of summary?
Yeah, this is hint one. A term of summary. Hint two is the title is poor wordplay. And hint 3, which is just from me, is Oshkosh Bagosh.
Overalls.
Mm-hmm.
Do hip youth still wear overalls? I feel like that was a thing when I was a kid.
Grandpa Adult.
when Crucial Conflict was on the airwaves.
Hey, honestly, if someone writes into the show and is like, this is what hip youth are doing, I'm like, I have no other choice but to believe you because I have no way of empirically checking to see. Like, I don't know any hip youth. So if they're wearing overalls, fine.
It's none of my business.
It's none of my business. God willing and God bless. Behind closed doors, if you're in your house, do what you do. I don't want
to
know.
That happens to me anytime I hear about like a new celebrity who's like 22. I'm like, God bless. It's none of my business. This is none of my business anymore, mm-hmm. pop culture. Mm-hmm. I really like this one.
He wore some overalls. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This one's called Double Trouble.
Okay.
Underage man buying beer. Caught once by a cashier. Catches someone looking at his clothes. Nice, knit, and buttoned. He's gorgeous. He knows. Same clerk there as back then. Oh, shit. He asked for his...
Pen.
Vape pen.
This is sort of like two answers in one. Well, and they're spelled differently. It's like the same.
His pen.
Underage man buying beer. Caught once by a cashier. Catches someone looking at his clothes. Nice, knit, and buttoned. He's gorgeous. He knows. Same clerk there as back then. Oh, shit. He asked for his...
ID...
Yeah,
it rhymes
kind
with
of.
The word then?
No.
Something again? Card again?
Yeah, it's card again. Card again.
And he's wearing nice clothes.
Cardigan.
Isn't
that fun?
Got it. Yeah.
If we wore a card again.
Victoria's friend Bridget wrote this one. Amazing Riddle by Bridget. That's the name of it.
Okay.
Sometimes I am royalty, but I need no crown. Sometimes I am above myself or below near the ground. And when I'm small and alone, I'm a Gemini. The question is, who am I?
Monarch butterfly?
No.
Oh, yeah, because they're like the same on both sides with their little pattern.
Yeah, it's either that or Stanley Tucci.
Oh, God, I hope it's Tucci.
Either or.
The Tooch.
Oh, my God.
We gotta get the Tooch on the podcast.
I hope they never cancel Tucci. I hope I never hear a bad word about Tucci. If you know a bad word about Tucci, don't Tucci. Write into the show.
Don't
keep it to yourself.
Don't tell us.
Is it Tucci?
No. Is it Tucci?
This one's kind of hard. The first three lines describe different types of one thing. Hint 2, you likely use this object daily. And hint 3, you may have used every type of this object.
What's the category of this object? Is this under Double Trouble still?
Yeah. So sometimes I'm royalty, but I need no crown. Okay. Sometimes I am above myself or below near the ground. This is not Double Trouble.
It's not Double Trouble. Okay.
And when I'm small and alone, I'm a Gemini. Do you know what like the sign for Geminis is?
It's twins.
Yep. So that's helpful. That's going to be one of the most helpful parts of it.
Okay. I do feel like this is a bit of a misdirect in terms of like, I feel like these are just Sarah McLachlan lyrics.
Yeah. And then the next one is in the arms of an angel, fly away
Is this like those two things in the kitchen that you like use to like grab, like flip burgers, like the little grabber pincer?
The thongs.
Okay. Next riddle. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm naked and alone.
Oh, God,
so twins is helpful because twins is a type of this thing. Twin is a type of this thing.
Twins. Okay, twin engine, twin towers, twin...
Chop
twin
city.
You have used twin... every type of this object. You probably... I wouldn't say type, it's size.
And it's not vibrator.
It could be.
And twins.
No. Wait, you said twin is in the title size. Of this thing?
No, twin is a type of this thing.
Type of it. Twin...
Is this a mattress?
Oh, bed.
Yeah, it's a bed.
It's beds.
Yes, it's a bed.
It's big bed, little bed, twin bed.
Thank you so much for all those riddles. Really loved them. That they were challenging and interesting. So thank you for that.
Yes, they were very good, and we do like them very much.
Same. let's see here. So, Elizabeth, you are Goldilocks.
Yeah.
JPC, Aaron, and myself will be the three bears. And we caught you in our mattress store sleeping.
Hey, lady. Lady?
oh, look, a bear. How cute.
Oh,
hi.
She smells like whiskey. She reeks of whiskey.
Hi. It's Dad. So good to see you.
Dad, Mom's doing her Jerry Lewis impression again. Hey, lady, lady.
It's okay. Your mother's the bestseller here. Just let her work
okay.
her magic.
Okay, oh, let her close. Let her close. So Mom, close the deal.
Pretty. Look at your fur.
Thank you so much. Hey.
Hi.
It's 2 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
And if you like this mattress, I think we could probably work out the finances so you could be taking it home today.
Oh, yeah. I think I really like it. How much?
It's $3,000.
Dad, here's where you come in.
But, oh.
No, she's right. That is the old price, but tell this pretty young thing about the 50% slash that we've done.
Whoa, honey, how are we going to stay in business if we keep doing discounts this big?
Mom, Dad, please.
I don't care about making money. I care about selling mattresses.
Remember, Mom, Dad, we're not supposed to say slash anymore, and we're not supposed to have our store inside a mall anymore.
Can you go to school? For the love of God.
I did. I got a degree in business.
Then what are you still doing working
here?
Yeah,
get out of here.
Go start a business.
Go start a business.
You know, I don't feel so...
My porridge!
Oh, she was a bear. She was a bear
She's
the whole
growling.
Time.
She's
I'm a bear. Scene.
Oh, perfect. Boy. Oh, turning a vomit into a bear. That's the Hey Riddle Riddle.
Well, Elizabeth... what would you like to plug?
Oh my God. This is so fun. I was like, man, this is like the big leagues of podcasting, and I can't wait to get asked this question.
Yeah, amen to that.
Well, the funny you ask, Aaron, because there's a little podcast that I can plug called Sitcom D&D, and you and me are on it, and a few other guys.
But don't let that deter you.
Yeah. And it's what? It comes out
yesterday.
Tuesdays?
Yeah,
it came out yesterday.
The first episode's already out, so you can find it right now.
Yes.
We've been recording it for over a year. It's been an absolute joy for my brain to get to do improv with Elizabeth again and a lot of the people who I grew up doing improv with. So it's very magic and I'm really proud of it. And Elizabeth,
you
guys, she plays a character named Beef. That's the whole name. It's Beef, and he's funny. My favorite part. So please check
Beef
it out.
Beef has risen. Thank you, Aaron. As you can see, Aaron has a lot of practice
teeth.
With the
practice.
I really thank you for taking the reins on that one.
I barely know anything. I blacked out for this whole episode. Adel, anything to plug?
No.
Adel. Did
you see anything to plug? What?
What do I have going
Check
on?
Check out Hello from the Magic Tavern. They have a Patreon.
Oh, check out Hello from
it's
Tavern.
Lots of good stuff happen over there. It always a delight to listen to their show.
Here's what I'll plug is I got a tattoo the other day, and I would recommend getting a tattoo. It's a fun experience. I really like it. I'm going to get some more, and I think it's a cool thing. It's fun.
Great plug.
Do it for yourself, though. Yeah.
Same as always for me, twitch.tv/sharkbarkman over there playing video games. But Aaron, you kind of buried the lid a little bit because you do have another little project that I know that you were meaning to plug. I say little project, but it's actually quite a big project, and it's actually in the freaking sky.
Jupiter?
That's where I was going with it, yeah.
Bye forever.
Goodbye.
Starring Aaron G.
Hey there, TVs and stations. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We go back to one of our favorite episodes. That's right. It's the return to public access TV. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by going to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew and ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.